Blog Talk Radio.
Peppy, huh? Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. We're going to try and stay on track tonight. We'll give you some political observations, and we'll also give you good music. They have a picture of Obama I'm looking at called The Great Divider. He has divided the country without question. And one of the subtitle articles is, Bill Requires Children to Learn About Historic Election of Obama. Let the brainwashing begin. We will pass on that article because it's gobbledygook. Texas Attorney General tells feds they'll have to take the land by force, and don't think they're not planning it. Phoenix VA hospital allows veterans to die by making them wait for treatment. We've heard about the outrage of this hospital program where they had lists that never got recorded, and they crossed the names off as the veterans died. Cliveland Bundy, the Negro, and the liberal attack machine. We covered this all last night, that Cliveland Bundy is as innocent as the pure driven snow. and the New York Times, who covered up the murder of 10 million Ukrainians for Joseph Stalin, is the culprit. 22 senators find their spines, let Obama have it. Yeah, that's a show spine. The bill requires citizens to learn about the historic. We just covered that. We know it's all propaganda and brainwashing. Texas Attorney General, you know, I've been talking to a lot of people about American guilt for slavery, and none of these people are feeling guilty. I'm very disappointed. And their argument is they weren't here when slavery was here. And they never owned any slaves. They never raped any slaves. They never traded any slaves. And they don't feel that they should be held accountable. So why are we playing the slave game? If you want to talk about slaves, let's talk about pot to crack slaves. And you know all these rehab centers that are churches for the druggies? Do you know that in those rehab centers they have methadone clinics? And do you know what the drug addicts are doing with the methadone? They're saving it, and they're trading it for heroin. Yeah, goes on all day. And if you want to get your eyes open, go to a rehab clinic and see the zombies walking around waiting for an egg salad sandwich. I support Amanda Marcotte, who says children are time-sucking monsters. Yes. God, let's pray for Amanda Marcotte and that she goes back to the world that she belongs in. Yes. For those who don't think we pay enough taxes, here's a list of 97 taxes we pay every year. You want me to do the whole 97? And before we talk about taxes, let's talk about the crushing of real estate values in the United States. The reason that real estate values were crushed in the United States was due to legislation that intimidated banks to give mortgages to people that didn't deserve them. If you're a manager of, let's say, a Chase Manhattan bank, and a guy comes in with no socks and shoes, accompanied by Jesse Jackson, and Jesse Jackson says, this man does not qualify for a mortgage, he doesn't have a pit to hiss in, okay? But if you don't give him a mortgage, we're going to have 1,200 people outside your bank tomorrow calling you racist. And the bank manager says, hold on a second, let me make a phone call. Hello, listen, I got Jesse Jackson here with a guy that doesn't qualify for a mortgage, and he says tomorrow there's going to be 1,200 people out here calling us racists. Do we need that publicity? Give him the mortgage? Okay. Jesse, baby, you got the mortgage? Go with God. And when Jesse and his man get the mortgage, the bank then turns around in an internal memo and says, we'll stick it right back to the government. And that's what they did. They gave the mortgages. The people couldn't pay. It collapsed the housing economy. It collapsed the real estate economy. And the people got to pay for it. Everybody got to pick up the bad debt. And it was called a bailout, and the people that caused it took credit for the bailout. And that's the whole story of why your house is underwater today, because you're still struggling to pay it. So here are some of the taxes: air transportation taxes, biodiesel fuel taxes, building permit taxes, business registration fees, capital gains taxes, cigarette taxes, court fines, disposal fees, dog license taxes. Want to hear a quick story about dog licenses? My father told me this when he was a kid in Ireland, and there was a widow who had a dog, and she was ordered to get a license for the dog. And she was very poor, so she took the dog down to the lake and drowned him. And all the kids coming out of school used to stand underneath her window and sing the Kevin Barry song. You know the Kevin Barry song? It's about an Irish rebel who was hanged by the British for his love of country. And it begins in Mountjoy Jail one Sunday morning, high above the gallows tree. Kevin Barry gave his young life for the cause of liberty. But when they sing it, they put the dog's name in. See, life is very cruel when you're poor. Estate taxes, environmental fees, employer social security taxes. And my son tells me he just learned today that income taxes began after the Civil War to pay for the Civil War. You know, Civil War, 300,000 white men died to free the black man, but they got no credit for it. And on the other side, the people who believed in states' rights, and very few of them owned slaves, okay, they died for believing in states' rights. And they don't get credit for being Americans. Yes. So before you take down the stars and the bars, we know your game. The game is to take down the stars and the bars playing the race card. And then, once the stars and bars come down, then it makes it easier to take down the stars and stripes, along with the cross. We know the game. We're dealing with communists, and the sooner we all learn to say the word communist, the better we're going to know our enemy. Estate taxes, excise taxes, fishing license taxes. When I grew up as a kid, fishing the Hudson River in New York City, on the Spuyten Duyvil Bridge, fishing for tommy cod, I was told that there will never be a saltwater license, because the saltwater is free. Nothing is free today. We're all slaves to the government. That one man that's going out to work today is paying for two people who are sitting at home, complaining about they didn't get their fair share. Federal corporate taxes, federal income taxes, federal unemployment taxes. The EPA, OSHA, the IRS has driven American business overseas. So American business overseas, like Caterpillar, who 65% of their revenue now comes from overseas, has decided to spend their money and keep their money overseas. And the government is calling them unpatriotic. Yes, that's like raping a helpless person and calling them uncooperative. Yeah, I don't blame them for keeping their money outside the country. So now the government is going to offer them incentives to come back so they can screw them more. Would you come back? Would you bring that money back? You know you can't trust this government. You're lucky you can get your money out of your IRA. So that was the taxes, some of the taxes that this guy talked about. Federal income tax is only one on the list that is an annual mandatory tax. We already knew about that one. And let's see what another guy says. If you read this again, you will see. He said not everyone will pay all of these taxes. You should read the whole article before you comment. And then there's two people fighting. I like the one when the Christians fight amongst each other and Bible quote, one Bible quotes the other. You know, we're supposed to come together for the love of Jesus Christ. We're supposed to be the example of love. That's why if you want peace in the Middle East, everybody's got to go Christian. We know that. So why are we fighting amongst ourselves? Why do you let the Democrats divide and conquer us? Why do you let the Democrats play the race card, the homophobe card, the anti-American card, the flag burner card, the dope dealer card? Why do you let them do that? You know their goal is to divide the country. Splinter groups is their bread and butter. If you don't like, no, let's see, that's a gross over. Oh, okay. I thought the, really bad. All of the comments, they're all petty and not worth reading. That's really a shame. You know, guy's got a good article, and instead he just went into a swill pot. Okay, let's see. Okay, two popes proclaim saints. Palin, gun control. Billionaires dump stocks. I don't believe those stories. Tom Ridge resigns from Bloomberg anti-gun group. Yeah, but he was in there in the beginning. Yeah, what happened? Yeah, goodbye, Tom Ridge. Palin, if you control arms, you control the people. Oh, this girl is right. She's been right from day one. But you see, she was a threat to the bitch of Benghazi and had to be destroyed. Had to be destroyed. Before we read about Sarah, we'll jump back for a tune. How's that make you feel good? Do you like that Brazilian opening number? I thought it was good. Then we'll read about Sarah. Sarah, God bless Sarah. You know? She doesn't kill her kids. She's a really good person. Yep. Okay. I'm going to do the Clovers.
Devil or angel, I can't make up my mind. Which one you are, I'd like to wake up and find. Devil or angel, there whichever you are, I miss you. Like an angel, your smile is divine, but you keep me guessing, will you ever be mine? Devil or angel, please say you'll be mine. Love me or leave me, I made up my mind. Devil or angel,
as Sarah Palin came on the scene, people liked her. And then the Party of Death went to work. And they made fun of her. They mocked her. And when they got finished, it's called assassination by ridicule. It's an old communist tactic. It goes back to the days of Joseph Stalin, when the New York Times used to work for Joseph Stalin and covered up the murder of 10 million Ukrainians. How's that? You got a paper, you think you can trust that paper? What are you kidding? What, they're different now? Leopard never changes its spots. So Sarah came on the scene. She was pretty. And the first thing they did was they got her on NBC, which is an arm of the Communist Party, which is controlled by Comcast, who is in cahoots with the Chi-Coms. And all of their minions attacked Sarah Palin. And when they got finished with her, of course, you seen the rhinos run the other day when somebody went, race card on Bundy. And all of the rhinos headed for the hills. And they didn't stop. They didn't check. They didn't do anything. They didn't look back. They just scattered, including Glenn Beck, including Sean Hannity. Now, do you think, with all of those candidates that headed for the hills and denied, I never knew him. No, I was not a follower. Do you think they're going to stand up against the bitch of Benghazi? She'll slaughter them. She'll mow them down. She'll leave them on rooftops all over the country. We're not ready for anything, and that's my topic tonight. Please, please refrain from saying words you can't back up. We are the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Please do not be so arrogant to assume that you know what our enemies don't know. Okay? So let me go back to Sarah Palin, and we'll cover that other "We Are the Strongest Nation" bullcrap, which is only put out there by people that never fought for this country, never will, probably voted to burn the flag, and are anti-war, which is really anti-win. They used to have T-shirts, "Any country but mine." They still wear them. If you control arms, you control the people, according to Sarah Palin. When you got a guy, a piece of crap like Bill Maher, calling her bad words, when you got David Letterman telling a nationwide audience he hopes that her youngest daughter gets raped by A-Rod during a seventh-inning stretch, you know that the Communist Party is full of hate, the party that sells drugs to its own children, the party that charges 30% tax on a Jones, the party that kills little babies in the womb, and one day they'll kill them outside the womb. They'll give an extension. You wait and see. This is an evil party. They have no God. It's the party of death, and it's the party of betrayal. Sarah Palin rallied the faithful at the National Rifle Association's convention on Saturday, saying that they are needed now more than ever because every day we are seeing more and more efforts to strip away our Second Amendment rights. "They are trying, though you know who they are," she asked the 13,000 attendees at the Indiana Convention Center in Indianapolis, referring to the Obama bin Laden administration. "If you control oil, you control an economy. If you control money, you control commerce. But if you control arms, you control the people. Obama controls the oil. Obama controls the economy." And that is what they're trying to do. Palin, the former Alaskan governor, yes, who put the governor's jet on eBay and did away with it, right? Cut the best deal for the Alaskan people on royalties from oil. And they just poo-pooed her and they destroyed her. Assassination by ridicule. Big communist tactic. They use it every day of the week, while the rhinos hide under a rock hoping to win an election. Retired Marine Corps Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North also spoke, and the crowd was entertained by country singer Sarah Evans and Grammy-winning legendary group Alabama. On Sunday, the Reverend Franklin Graham, son of the renowned evangelist Billy Graham, will be the keynote speaker at the association's prayer breakfast. Bring your guns, bring your Bibles, boys. In her 12-minute speech, Palin blasted everyone. "Aren't you tired of being talked down to by elite snobs who have no God and no country? Would you like to hear Hillary's speech about, 'You cannot say I'm not patriotic. I'll cut your head off.'" Yeah. In her 12-minute speech, Palin blasted everyone from President Barack Obama and Joe Biden to Attorney General Eric Bagholder and Senate Majority Leader Harry Moo Reed. That's do not boo Harry Reid. Moo him. Moo him. She charged that the administration's attack on the Second Amendment was also an assault on the nation's foundational values and tradition. They hate the Constitution. They hate it. They hate it. "They are not right when they preach tolerance and free speech," Palin said. "So when a kid at school is cursing away like any character in any Quentin Tarantino movie, No one bats an eye. But when a kid says a prayer in school, they lose their minds. How true. How true. And they badger little children. They badger the little girl who was saying grace for before meals. She was told not to say it. She says, but God likes to hear it. And the teacher said, God does not like to hear it. How's that? How's that for a direction? They are not right, she continued, referring to Obama's foreign policy. He lost the Middle East. He's losing the Far East. He lost Europe. Yeah, what has this guy got left? He's lost the moon. Poke your allies in the eye, calling them adversaries, instead of putting the fear of God in our enemies. Enemies who would annihilate America, but you can't offend them, can't make them uncomfortable. Well, if I were in charge, Palin said, pausing for sustained applause from the audience, they would know that waterboarding is the way we baptize terrorists. Waterboarding is good. Waterboarding gets answers real quick. Yes, and anybody who's against waterboarding to protect American citizens wants to see American citizens dead. She also slammed Biden's suggestion last year, his wife Jill, fire two warning shots in the air to ward off an intruder, in referring to Biden as Joe Squirt Gun. Yeah, that's fine if your rapist is a bird, Palin said, triggering laughs from the audience. Gals, you know, nowadays ammo is expensive. Don't waste a bullet on a warning shot. She also attacked, I'd like to see this video. She also attacked Holder's testimony before the House committee earlier this month when he envisioned a day when gun owners would wear bracelets that allowed only them to operate their guns. Hey, Holder, you don't want to go there, buddy. That's good. That's good. If she wrote this herself, that's fantastic. If she had somebody write it for them, they're fantastic. She further illustrated her disdain by discussing the three bracelets that she wears daily. The first one says, don't tread on me. That's the Tea Party motto. And that's to honor you, all of you, with the clear thinking and the heart and the guts to stand up and fight for what's right, Palin told the crowd, because they don't know what is right. Her second bracelet honors a Gold Star soldier who died in Afghanistan. Palin did not name the soldier, saying only that his name was given to her by his widow. A true hero, he and his family paid the ultimate price for our freedom, and I'll never forget nor ever disrespect our finest with slash numbers and benefits and budgets, she said, referring to the recent efforts to slash benefits to veterans and drastically scale back the nation's armed forces. And Mr. Obama, for shame, this is how you thank them. Friends, they have protected our freedom. We honor those who have served and serve, and we so honor those who will never feel their homeland beneath their feet again. And we salute those Gold Star families. And her last bracelet, she said, celebrates 1791, the year the Bill of Rights was ratified, making the first 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution law, and completing the process begun with the Declaration of Independence. And that's why we're here, to affirm that solemn oath to liberty and to celebrate family, faith, and freedom, knowing that God shed his grace on thee, America. So stand and fight for her children's future, for freedom. And buddy, she warned in another reference to Holder, you can have these bracelets when you pry them past my cold, dead hands. Unbelievable, man. Fantastic. Whoever wrote it for it did a nice job. Okay, you've been good. You listened to my propaganda. We're going to go back for music. Let me see what we can say here. Let me see where we're going. Got to get something peppy, like Pepe Le Moko. You know who Pepe Le Moko is? He was Peter Lorre in the Casbah, the Humphrey Bogart movie. Here's a nice French tune.
Je veux qu'il tombe derrière moi. Viens, mais ne viens pas quand je serai seule. Moi qui ai tout choisi dans ma vie, je veux choisir ma mort aussi. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir un jour de pluie et d'autres en plein soleil. Il y a ceux qui veulent mourir seuls dans un lit, tranquille dans leur sommeil. Moi je veux mourir sur terre devant les projecteurs. Oui je veux mourir sur terre, le cœur ouvert tout en couleur. Mourir sans la moindre peine au dernier rendez-vous. Choisis plutôt un soir de gala si tu veux danser avec moi. Ma vie a brûlé sous trop de lumière. Je ne peux pas partir dans l'ombre. Moi je veux mourir fusillé de laser devant une salle comble. Moi je veux mourir sur scène devant.
J'ai toujours mes petites conversations, j'ai toujours mon petit jardin secret qui est en moi, et c'est très bien comme ça d'ailleurs.
Okay, here's an article from Western Journalism. Shocking video, Harry Reid just accidentally revealing his stunning disrespect for Americans. The most frightening thing is that most politicians in Washington probably secretly agree. In a recent interview, Harry Reid took a hard stance against the Bundys and their supporters, calling them domestic terrorists, among other names. One of the most important things revealed in the interview was not something that Harry Reid said, but what he did. Watch closely as Reid talks about the Bundy situation and see what he does as he says federal land. It is very revealing about what he and most likely many other politicians in Washington really think about the public and even the private land in America. Okay, so we're not going to watch the video, but we'll read the comments and see if they tell us. When Senator Reid says federal lands, his body language says my land, as though an elected federal official has some kind of ownership of anything regulated or administered by any agency of the U.S. government. Too many agencies, folks, can reduce the federal government by 80%, and the left hates it when you call for a reduction in government. It drives them crazy. And not only that, they love to use the term right-wing. Don't let anybody call you a right-winger. You are mainstream American. The left is communist. and then there's only mainstream Americans. That is, regulation is theft. Harry seems to think he's something, but he's just another stinking Mussolini, Godfather, gangster, commissar rolled into one huge, dripping gas bag. At least that's how most people see him. Harry says America is a nation of laws, not of men and women. The famous American once said, if a law is unjust, a man is not only right to disobey it, he is obligated to do so. Thomas Jefferson. Okay, like Holder and Obama, it's about selective enforcement of our laws. If he really believed that we're a nation of laws, he would enforce immigration laws. While we're on the subject of immigration, I'm tired of Americans being blamed for the immigration problem. Everything is guilt, slavery guilt for people that never owned slaves. And it, take any one of your other guilts and add them to that pile. But the guilt that we're responsible for the government of Mexico's mistakes is an outright crime. These people, most of the majority of these immigrants that are coming into the United States are Mexican. They're a Mexican problem, and Mexico is doing nothing to take care of it. 132 million Mexicans live in Mexico, and 30 million illegals from Mexico live here in the United States. We got 20% of the population of Mexico. So, Mexico, get your act together. Get your people back. Clean up your own house. Stop dumping them on our borders. Mexico has been getting a pass for 20 years, and it's time Mexico stopped the stealing from their people and then sending them here to survive. And you must realize that Mexico is the 13th largest economy in the world. There's a lot of rich Mexicans. And there's also a lot of poor, oppressed Mexicans. And the reason they're here, they're seeking a freedom. Yet, they will stand as Mexicans and wave a Mexican flag. What are you doing? That's like coming to my house, going to the bathroom on the porch and knocking on the door and demanding toilet paper. Mexico, it's time that you stood up and took care of your people instead of dumping them on us. Instead of having Obama write executive orders to not deport illegals so they can stay in the U.S. and vote, Reid personally has broken many laws and is still ripping off the U.S. by taking advantage of every loophole he and his lawyers can find. My friends, we got too many lawyers in Washington. We have no business people there. And we should only have one term of office per termite. That's it. One term, get your crap and get out. And no benefits, no pensions. You mean a guy that goes there and does a terrible job and gets booted out of office and gets a pension for life? Are you kidding me? He had no money before he became a senator, and now he's worth millions. And you know what? We could use less millionaires in Washington, and definitely no insider tradering. They withdrew the insider trading law when everybody was looking, and 30 days later they reinstated it. They're ripping off the people by millions and billions. Get rid of them. And you want to really get rid of them and put an end to all of this graft and corruption? $1 maximum champagne contribution for anybody running for office. Nobody can get more than $1 from one person or one corporation. Put an end to it. And then your vote will be as good as gold. Now he's worth millions and stays year-round in a luxurious penthouse suite at the Ritz-Carlton. Hey, man, that's it. Having served in Iraq and being injured in combat, I try very hard not wish harm upon anyone, least of all an American. However, if a stray lightning bolt were to flash down from heaven, I couldn't think of anyone more deserving to be struck dead from it than wicked Harry Reid. These people, they've had a nice run. They've been taxing and milking the Americans, misleading them and playing them, one against the other. Senator Reid is the most contemptuous man among many within our federal government. He has been corrupted irrevocably. I'm going to tell you a quick story. You want a classic example of somebody that started out in on the way to Washington to do a job for the people that elected him? He was a congressman. I'm not going to give you his name. He was a congressman. He had a wife and three kids. He went down to Washington to learn the ropes. You know what he learned? He learned how to cheat. He learned how to lie. And he learned how to raise a second family, not telling the first family he had a wife and a kid in Washington. Now, maybe he wasn't married to her, but in God's eyes he was. And he was committing adultery. And he got caught. So what do you think happened? Before he got caught, his family, who should have been the shelter for the wife and the children, his family covered up what he was doing and hid it from the wife. His father paid the other wife's bills so that this congressman's real wife wouldn't see any money coming out of their checking account. How's that? So he's not only cheating on his wife, he's withholding true income, you know, the actual finances of the family, okay? And he got caught, and he got thrown out of office. Now, the Republicans, he's a Republican, and the RINOs are trying to build back the crap that they created. And if that's what happens when you go to Washington, you know it's a temple that needs to be cleansed of the money changers. And the only way to cleanse it is to eliminate champagne contributions and one term per termite. And no lobbies. No lobbies. Because lobbies is bribes also. Anything that's tainted with bribe money has to be eliminated. So his egocentric nature is completely self-serving, even to the point, talking about Harry Reid, of extending the benefits of clout to family and friends. How would you like to be the wife of that congressman? You're busting your ass at home. You're taking care of the children. You're doing six different things 100 times a day, and your husband is playing Scaramouche in Washington, D.C., the husband that you took a vow in a church before God to love, honor, and obey in sickness and in health, for better or for worse, before God. You took that vow, and then you go to Washington and you betray it? There's a word for you, and it's not a kind one. Now, to family and friends, only because he achieves greater recognition for bestowing these gifts. Harry is done. One way or another, this will be his last term in office. Our nation cannot suffer through six more years of his evil presence. I am sure our Lord will not permit it to happen. That's from Truth 49. I think a bunch of people who are equally deserving of the lightning bolt, Obama, Michelle, Reed, Pelosi, Feinstein, Boxer, Jesse Jackson. Jesse Jackson, there's nothing worse than a hypocrite who dips his shirt in the blood of the lamb. Sharpton, there's nothing reverent about this guy. He started out selling stolen goods, and then he went into the drug business, and he got caught, and he gave up his people. And he went with that Tawana Brawley thing, and as a result of his grandstanding with Tawana Brawley, who wrote the N-word on her breasts upside down, a rookie cop committed suicide because his girlfriend wouldn't have anything to do with him once he was labeled a racist. Be careful how you use that race card, because it could be a double-edged sword and it could come back to kill you. Then after the lightning bolts clear them out, more bolts to eliminate all these freeloaders who live off government programs and do nothing but breed the next generation of takers. My mother said welfare in her time was a bag of flour. Border bully, watch Reed's body language. There is no video of the interview, only speech. I hate it when we're told to watch something and it's not even included. Yeah, you too. The land is being offered for sale to China by Harry. It'll come out. Yeah, and what I'd love to know, you know, this guy, this KGB agent that stole all the secrets, what's his name, Snowden? I'll bet you he's got transcripts of Harry that will definitely be protected. I watched it and saw greed. I saw Reed's body language. Try putting on your glasses because it's there to see. Must be something setting or a missing plug, blah, blah. Sorry you're unable to get the video portion. In the private sector, when an employee considers the assets of the business as his personal property, it's considered embezzlement. Oh, man, they got a ticket to ride. These guys got a ticket to ride. Where I come from, that body language means only one thing. Very possessive. It belongs to me. Okay. So we gave you a few opinions. The whole Congress is corrupt. Both sides are corrupt. Yep. They just got different pots that they dip in. I don't trust any of them. And, you know, I feel much more comfortable if I know that they only got one term of office. Because by the time they get their big asses implanted, it's time to leave. And it also takes about a year to learn the ropes. So, you know, the first year, they're a little mixed up on where the money's coming from and what to do with it. It slows them down. And then they can't stay. One term per term, you'll have the best government in the world. One term per term. Right now, all we got is a shakedom. A shakedown, a shakedom. That's what we got. These people ain't coming for the 180 grand salary. They're coming for the under-the-table benefits. Doug says, of course, Harry Reid thinks that his land is his. You know, it's nice you pass a law it's where you can screw people, and then you screw them and you tell them it's the law. Yeah. Look at the highway in the middle of nowhere that basically goes to where? A huge intersection in the middle of nowhere means one thing. Something big is planned for the area of the Bundy Ranch, period. Harry is using body language that he already knows that that land is his, and with our government and all our shady deals, we don't need the EPA, we don't need the IRS, we need a flat tax, and we need to take welfare people and give them the greatest job opportunity that they can't refuse. And the best way, the incentive of why they couldn't refuse the job is that there is no more welfare. Yep, you got 2 weeks to get a job. And you know what? Here's a list of jobs that you can apply for. And the salary starts with what you're making on welfare. Then, why should I take it? Why should I take it? If it's the same thing. There's no incentive for me. You got to pay me more. Yeah, well, I got news for you. We got bad news for you. In 2 weeks, the checks stop coming. Then two things that disturb me the most is one, why did so many armed BLM agents converge on the Bundy Ranch in a coordinated effort? Two, why is Harry Reid, who is not only a senator but the highest-ranking senator, running his mouth so much about this, understanding that this is his state? So what? And to call the Bundy family and those who supported him terrorists, are you serious? Why is Harry not speaking against the overreach of the government? Because he's part of the overreach of the government. So the Bundy family owes money. That's a given. But they claim, even though they have lost in court, that the land belongs to the state and their lien through grandfathering is through the state in Nevada. Harry Reid also has a lien on property in Nevada that would be the mines his family has owned. They are willing to and have offered to pay any tax or fees to the state in Nevada. The Bundy family has done all required of them, and that is to continually improve the land which they have. Harry Reid and his family is bound by the same grandfathering laws as the Bundys put, but has never improved or even mined those mines. Why is he exempt, but the government is taxing and attacking the Bundy family? Food for thought. Add this to it. The law that was passed in 1993 by which the government could persecute Bundy. Who put that law into effect, and what was the goal of that law? And what was the real goal of that law? They all say that his body language showed an extreme possessiveness. If he considers the federal lands his, which is a huge crock of manure, he has to be senile. I can't read you the next one, but it's funny. Didn't the BLM dig a pit on that land and kill cows to put in it? And wouldn't that damage the land? And they didn't treat the dead cows to keep them from spreading decaying diseases. And what damage is Reed talking about? That is not what the BLM was there for. There was no damage. There, they were there to take the land and force him off it. Yeah, and you can't let this Bundy stand alone. And he's not a racist. He's definitely not a racist. But and you, who are you going to believe, a man of the soil or the New York Communist Times? The paper that said Fidel Castro was the George Washington of Cuba. Who is that paper working for? Well, back in the 50s and the 40s, they were working for Joseph Stalin. And they haven't changed. Now they work for Putin and Obama bin Laden. New EPA land grab, complete control over all private land in America, part three, and a guy gives you a place to look it up. When are Americans going to wake up? They don't want to wake up. They're waiting for the fresh marijuana. Yeah, it's better to get high and have a good time, man. And, you know, the world will take care of itself. I got to go now for a job interview. Hi, I'm here for the interview. Yeah. Do you mind if we don't take the urine test? When I grew up, there was no urine test for a job. My friends, we lost our country. We're never getting it back. There's only a handful of people left to defend it. Half of 1% is all that defends it, and they're all volunteers. All these acts done by the BLM bureaucrats need to be held accountable by each one of the 200. They don't need to say it's my job when tasing or for no reason or pushing a woman down, stomp on her just because she's taking a picture, or $966,000 contract cowboy and helicopter to round up a cattle, plus snipers in the hills to pick off anyone on the property that they think, and I say think, should not be there. The BLM bureaucrats, we got too many bureaucrats, and I don't call them bureaucrats, they're termites. They're termites. They eat the oak of freedom every day. They gnaw on it. They love it. Here goes. This is Bill and Carla. Senator Reed has lost all the respect he ever had from the majority of the legal voters in Nevada. Notice I used the word legal. Oh, yeah, the Democrat Party is smuggling. They're not smuggling drugs into the border. They've got the drugs here in the country already. They'll be growing pot until the cows come home, but there won't be no cows to come home because they're taking all the land. Yeah. They're smuggling in voters. They're going to open the jails and release new voters in time for the midterm elections. Yes, the government is buying votes with Obamaphone, and the government is buying votes with illegal immigration reparations. Back to the lies at hand. It was BLM, also known as the Desert Tortoise SWAT team, who showed up with 200-plus militarily armed with snipers bared down on the Bundys. You remember Elian Gonzalez? They got that kid on that Good Friday when everybody was praying. And they called the grandmothers with the rosaries. They called them terrorists. The communists have been using the word terrorist. There's no difference between what Putin is doing in the Ukraine, calling the Ukrainians terrorists, and what Harry Reid is doing or what any other Democrat does when they punish the American people and subjugate them to the New World Order. God bless these patriots and militias for what they stand for and what refrain they practiced against the BLM. You know, I saw that dog that was jumping that guy, and the guy started to kick the dog back, and then he backed off, and as he backed off, they tasered him. Did you see that? Yeah, these are bad people. These are rogue Americans. taking orders. And one of those guys of the 200 said he was ashamed of what he's doing and he's glad his grandfather wasn't alive to see what he was doing under orders. When they tell you in the U.S. military, when you take the oath, you are not obligated to enforce any order that you consider illegal. One of my favorite Ronald Reagan quotes, although I held public office for a total of 16 years, I also thought of myself as a citizen politician, not a career one. Every now and then, when I was in government, I would remind my associates that when we start thinking of government as us instead of them, we've been here too long. By that I mean the elected office holders need to retain a certain skepticism about the perfectibility of government. Reagan brought a lot of people together. Harry Greed, I call him Harry Greed. Let me jump out for a tune and we'll come back. I don't want to bore you with Jabberwocky. Let's see what we got here. Come on, boys. Got a little music here. We got to have a little musica. You know what happens? The studio falls behind all of the emails and the blogs, and I can't find it. We're going to pop down. Yes, we'll get by, won't we?
I'll get by as long as I have you. Though there be rain and darkness too, I'll not complain. I'll see it through. Poverty may come to me, it's true, but what care I? Get by as long as I have you.
I'll get by. Oh yes, honey child, I'll get by. Just as long as I have you. And remember, though there be rain, and of course, a little darkness too, I ain't never gonna complain. Mm-mm, not me. I'll see it through.
Poverty.
Things that tears me up every time I hear some useless politician quote this line, "We're the strongest nation on the face of the earth." How arrogant is that? And usually the ones that quote it aren't qualified to back it up. So, please refrain from making arrogant statements such as "We are the strongest nation on the face of the earth." We just may end up under the face of the earth. I noticed that all politicians who never served their country always bandy this phrase about. You know when I heard it first? Al Gore and Joe Liverwurst on a party platform running for president and vice president. And it wasn't long thereafter that we watched the Clinton Towers come down in New York City. Bin Laden tried since 1993. 8 years it took him to bring down the towers. And the Clintons, for those 8 years, kicked the can down the road. Eventually, the can was crushed along with the 3,200 Americans who died, 343 firemen. Or to quote a communist bagman, don't go there, buddy. I am sure the builders of the Tower of Babel were as confident as the captain of the Titanic, the ship that not even God could sink. I will keep that sin of pride as saying it to myself. We are less prepared today than school kids in the 50s. We had fallout shelters and duck and cover drills. Today, kindergarten kids are only practicing lockdowns in gun-free zones. How about a nuke-free zone? So that's my opinion on whoever brags we are the strongest nation. You better get humbled, buddy, before somebody humbles you. And you're not going to like the way they humble. Okay, well, we're running out of time. We'll go for a tune. We're interviewing the Queen, though. We're not going to do that one. We'll do a little pride song. This is the Irish anthem, okay? But it could be the American anthem. Not that there's nothing wrong with ours. I only wish that the second choice for the national anthem of the United States had been the first choice. Do you know what the second choice was? The Battle Hymn of the Republic. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Oh, would the atheist go atheist poop on that one?
We'll sing a song, a soldier song, with cheering, rousing chorus. As round our blazing fires we throng, the starry heavens o'er us. Impatient for the coming fight, and as we wait the morning light, here in the silence of the night, we will chant the soldier's song. Soldiers are we, whose lives are pledged to Ireland. Some have come from a land beyond the wave, sworn to be free. No more our ancient sire land shall shelter the despot or the slave. Tonight we man the barn of wealth, in Erin's cause come woe or well. Mid cannons roar and rifles peal, we will chant
with Johnny Mathis, The Impossible Dream. That's what America is, the realization of the impossible dream. And the sooner we all come together and put our differences aside, the stronger we will become. And once again, we will realize that we need to be the most powerful industrial nation in the world.
Dream the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run where the brave dare not go, to right the unrightable wrong, to love pure and chaste from afar, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach the unreachable star. This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know, my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid to my rest. No sinea, I'm in heaven when I see the the right without question or pause, to be willing to march into hell for a heavenly cause. And I know if I'll only be true to this glorious quest, that my heart will lie peaceful and calm when I'm laid my rest. And the world will be better for this, that one man scorned and covered with scars still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the
reach the unreachable stars. That was the goal of Jack Kennedy in the 60s. And today, you're told you can't reach the unreachable stars. There are no goals for you. You are only an American, a useless American. You can't even get a job. You need welfare. You need the government to spoon-feed you because you're less than a man. You're a slave. And slavery is your thing. Today, we have discovered 50 billion planets in the Milky Way. And we have no way of going to the moon anymore. We're hitching rides with the Russians. We're a hand-me-down nation living with hand-me-down laws. It's time to take our country back and rebuild the dream.
I shall impersonate a man. Come, enter into my imagination and see him. Bony, hollow-faced, eyes that burn with the fire of inner vision. He conceives the strangest project ever imagined, to become a knight-errant and sally forth into the world righting all wrongs. His name, Don Quixote de la Mancha.
Hear me now, the bleak and unbearable world. Thou art base and debauched as can be. And the knight with his banners all bravely unfurled now hurls down his gauntlet for thee. I am I, Don Quixote, the Lord whithersoever they blow. Onward to glory I go.
I, Sancho, yes, I, Sancho, I follow my master till the end. I'll tell all the world proudly I'm his choir, I'm his friend.
Hear me, heathens and wizards and servants of sin, all your dastardly doings are past. For a holy endeavor is now to begin, and virtue shall triumph at last.